My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and he's a former judge in the state of Texas. He joins me today to talk about ongoing efforts to scrap the Iran nuclear deal, which, of course, took a step forward in recent days after the International Atomic Energy Agency declared that Iran had met the inspection obligations established in the deal back in July. And Congressman Gohmert is here to talk about an effort to sue in order to declare that deal a treaty rather than just an agreement, as the Obama administration contends. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, certainly. It's always good to talk to you. And it's just a big deal. I had said last September that if the Senate would just treat the Iran deal like the treaty it really is, because, Greg, it alters the Nonproliferation Treaty in a number of respects. You can't alter a treaty with something that isn't a treaty. It gets into weapons. It gets into a number of things that can only be done with a treaty. So the Senate should have had the guts to treat it as a treaty, bring it up, not under the Corker bill, because the Corker bill did not apply to a treaty. Bring it up for ratification vote. That requires two-thirds. It wouldn't have gotten anything close. And then it would have been a lot easier to go to court and establish that the administration could not act in accordance with a treaty that had not been ratified. But since the Senate didn't have the courage to stand by the Constitution and do what was needed, at least their leaders didn't, then that is going to make the court challenge a little more difficult.
Well, let's talk about that, because obviously you've got an excellent background as a judge. Given the fact that Republicans in Congress did pursue the Corker-Cardin strategy, is that essentially an admission that it wasn't a treaty?
Well, now, in fairness to the House, we took a vote that established the requirements of Corker-Cardin had not been met, and therefore we could not take a vote on it because the requirements of that bill were not met. So the House never, it was clear from our vote, which the appellate courts can take judicial notice of, that we didn't recognize it as being in compliance with Corker-Cardin. So it would have been perfectly understandable for the Senate to then take it up as a treaty and vote it down. Unfortunately, they did not.
The Senate, of course, is where treaties go to be ratified. So
exactly. The House doesn't get a vote on treaties. But to have the House say this does not comply with Corker-Cardin should have been a pretty strong message to the Senate that you need to take this up as the treaty it is. And then, of course, there is a decent shot in court because the president has continued to act under this deal as if it were affirmed. It is a treaty, and he's acting like it was ratified, and it simply has not been. Never mind the fact that Iran continues to violate the terms and continues to say death to America. Iran is claiming that they were paid about $1.7 billion as ransom for the four American hostages. So you can't help but wonder if that's true, how much Iran is going to try to hold us up for others that they'll be able to kidnap in the future.
What has to happen for this ball to get rolling? What has to be approved in the House or in Congress as a whole to get this to before a judge?
Well, it can go before a judge without a vote in the Senate. But if the Senate took a vote on the deal as a treaty, then it wouldn't get ratification, wouldn't get two-thirds. That would make the job in court a lot easier. They can still go to court. They can still get a court to rule. And a judge should, in his right mind, say, yeah, this is a treaty, and it didn't get ratified, so no, you can't act under this treaty, and give the largest supporters of terrorism in the world $100-150 billion so they can kill more Americans. Hopefully that's what a court would do, even if the Senate leadership continues without the courage to bring it to the floor for a vote as a treaty.
Do you see this as the final option to derail this so long as Barack Obama is president?
Yes, I do. Other than the Senate leadership having the courage to bring it to the floor as a treaty, not as court or cardon, but as a treaty. And if it doesn't get to the floor, I mean, if the Democrats vote to not allow it to come to the vote as a treaty, then there's your answer, and that's great. And then that helps the court make the decision easier. But even without the vote, even without courage and Senate leadership, they can still go ahead and rule that this is a treaty and it hadn't been ratified. You can't act in accordance thereunder.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from your colleagues on this?
We got a vote in the House back when I was really pushing this that said, look, this doesn't comply with Corker-Cardin. The original intent was to go ahead and take a vote under Corker-Cardin, and then we were able to persuade Paul and others in leadership that that's not the vote you take, because this is not a Corker-Cardin agreement. This is a treaty. So that was, we had a majority of the House say, no, this doesn't comply with Corker-Cardin. That didn't work. So a majority of the House agree it should not be acted as if it's a deal. And keep in mind, the existing law says the president cannot release the sanctions without bringing the sanctions to Congress for a vote. And that hasn't happened.
Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Judiciary Committee and a former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.